Part 1. The Foundation for Parenting Middle Schoolers. How this book works. In the next 5 chapters, I'll give you a simple foundation of theories you'll need to understand and distill the advice I dispense in the second half of the book, where I'll get very practical and specific about scenarios that are probably happening at your home and what you can do and say to manage them. You may be tempted in your search for answers to flip right to the second half of the book and find the solution to your problems, but I encourage you to read through the first section to help you commit to the new solutions I'll introduce. Otherwise, they may not make sense. Then, keep this book handy, tucked into your car door or perched on your nightstand so that when a situation arises, you can flip and find the help you need. What you talking about, Willis? One more important instruction for how to use this book is to remember with empathy what it was like when you were young. My writing is heavily peppered with references to 70s and 80s pop culture, which informed my coming of age and probably yours too. Mostly, this is because I think they're funny and I can't help myself. But they also serve a higher purpose, reminding us that we can't overlook the important influence of pop culture on our kids' social development. What better way to see this than through a nostalgic lens that brings into focus the effects of pop culture on our own development? You feel me? No? Kiss my grits. Now let's begin, as any decent makeover should, with a good foundation. Chapter 1. What's a middle school makeover? Visit any elementary school near the end of the academic year, and you'll hear parents lamenting the transition to middle school. I'm so nervous for her. We just don't know what to expect. I hated middle school. Poor thing, he's got such an awkward couple of years ahead. I'm dreading the bad attitude. I'm dreading the bad influences. I'm dreading it all. And so on. Middle school gets a bad rap. Even the name implies that it's a no-man's land, stuck in the middle between cute elementary school and important high school. Historically, this has been the case.